This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. And what? Viewers? Zero?
It's going to take a second for me to load the site here.
One, not two.
And the one, and the two.
And the two.
Reloading.
Buffering.
We are live.
Buffering.
Yes.
I see the live button.
Can they hear us?
Checky. Working on that.
Testies.
No, thank you. I've had plenty.
Yes, you had a ball. Oh, yeah, half ball.
I had a half a ball. Yes, I did.
The guy said don't cut them in half.
Viewers?
I didn't cut it. Get I on. Put it, the whole thing in my mouth and chewed it and then spit
three.
It out. So it
three?
Was like chewed in half.
Hello. All
hello.
Three of you.
Hi, three.
Hello.
Thank you for being the top three. The first three in.
Not nine one, now.
Not
11.
Two, but three.
Nine and 11.
They're multiplying.
Wow, look at that.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
It's the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
Hello.
Ashley's right here.
Hello.
Fresh off her testicle eating segment.
Yes.
And Phil's right there. Fresh off a Yankee game.
Yeah.
You know, normally when you see a boss fall, you think it's funny.
Normally.
I just saw a boss fall, and I didn't think it was funny. I was actually concerned. So I don't know if I'm getting old.
Because we like this
or
one.
Or like, what's happening to
because
me?
Because we like
losing
this one.
My edge, or do I like this guy?
Because we like this one.
But Alan was setting up, and we have a... fucking Mets, right? Fucking Mets.
They always let you down.
Those are seats for the Mets.
Always let you down.
We bought them here. Alan, I don't know if you could pan down. Alan's nice enough to come in and do this for us.
I think that's why you feel. We asked him
for
a favor.
Yeah.
And then we injured him. We broke him.
We bought this one. Shea was getting ripped apart. And that cost us $700. We never auctioned them off. I want at least seven for him for the toy drive. If anyone wants them,
okay,
they could have them. Alan's ass has been on them.
Right.
But on the backside of it.
That kind of raised the price right there.
So, where you're not supposed to sit.
Alan was climbing up on him. They fell over. Are you okay?
Yes.
You're good?
Right. It was a controlled fall, though, because he just kind of disappeared. It was like it went down an escalator.
It wasn't fast.
Yeah, right. It wasn't boom. It was just gone.
I just saw go boom. Like, he got sucked into the ground. Like,
I'm glad he's okay, because that didn't look comfortable.
But he did
one bit.
He did the total dude pop-up. You pop like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
That's
exactly what I wanted.
Fine.
Good.
I feel bad, because these have lived in the production studio here for a while since we've lost the office, and we didn't want to get rid of the chairs, so I know that they're not bolted to the ground. So a couple times people come in, I'm like, don't sit there. So I just was not looking, and Alan was like, I'm going to step up here, and I look over,
just
and I'm like,
as you said that.
And then it was just like,
yeah, that's what happened, but Phil didn't say no.
As you're
all
forward,
that what Phil just said, that's what happened, but he never said no.
As he's leaping forward, Alan went this way. like he got sucked into Phil's vortex.
So how did you like your testicles?
I'm not a fan of testicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think she was mad at me for a while.
I was?
I could tell. There was no eye contact.
What do you think?
So I lost last week, had to eat, which gives me a pass this week. The wheel lands on me. I pick Ashley, and then she puts a duck testicle in her mouth, and there's no way she can eat it. She's about to vomit. She takes it out, puts it on the plate, and she thinks she's good.
Yep.
And we get towards the end of the break, and I'm like, no, you got to eat it.
You have to eat it.
Oh, she shot me such a look. And then she ate it, and then that was it. No eye contact. Oh. There was not a lot of talking. For a while.
She even left the studio. You're like, where'd you go?
Well, yeah.
What happened?
I'm out of here.
After that, she was testy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So,
I don't recommend them.
What did it taste like?
Like, I don't want to say like chicken, but it's like, it's like the worst, most gamey, like, it was very strong flavored and not in a good way. And like,
you described it as gamey chicken.
It is gamey chicken.
Gamey chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
The
more
first
gamey
second,
in there, man.
He brought it in. It smelled good.
It looked good at one.
For a second. Yeah. And then the full, like, it was like the first part of the aroma walked in.
Yeah,
and then the second part walked in. And the second part was not fun.
Yeah. It's like when you fart and then all of a sudden the scent shows up. Yeah.
Also,
looking at
just the bowl of the cooked ones wasn't bad, but because he had the raw ones uncooked, untreated next to them, I'm like, I know what those are, and it's right next to them.
It looked like tiny chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
It? Like you had to pound them down.
Except a lot veinier.
Maybe a pound of
that. It's still like right here.
There's a lot more like membrane.
There's a word you need to hear, veiny.
Yeah, we had actually had a choice, either Italian balls or Irish balls.
Right.
which one did you go with?
Hey, which one you want?
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
There are two different
big
prepared
ones
dishes.
And small ones.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I chose the smallest ball I could find.
She went Irish.
She went Irish.
And, oh.
She didn't go.
Yes.
I feel like half of our Facebook Live group right now does. Everybody's like, we just ate breakfast.
Yeah.
Stop!
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I actually didn't eat breakfast this morning on purpose because I was afraid I was going to get chosen and then like throw up like the ball
Ashley
plus
had,
some.
Ashley had grape nuts.
Are these the same?
No, they are different.
No.
Do I talk like Christopher Walken now?
No.
Chaz and AJ, Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest. Coming up Thursday,
right.
The 26th, $35. Part of the proceeds go to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive.
Mouthful right there.
Milford Point Brewing will be there.
Nice
and we're
going to
sample their beer right now.
All right.
Go ahead. Balance that on your head. See if you can do it.
Oh, please don't. Dom will murder you.
Dom
if
will.
That falls through the floor.
I've seen him.
This is an Oktoberfest. What's that one?
That's what I would like.
Oktoberfest for you?
Just a small pour. I just want to sip.
Excuse me.
You should go to WPLR.com and check out the restaurants. Everything we've had. And, you know,
I don't bullshit
when it comes to this stuff. Because, you know, you would say it when they're on the air, but you don't have to keep saying it. Everything we've tried from the different restaurants that are coming. It's been great.
Yeah, I know.
Those tacos from Little Pub.
Oh, my God.
Those tacos are amazing.
I was going to have...
Mushu pork tacos. Oh,
incredible. I would never think of those flavors in the taco. It was unbelievable.
It works so much.
I was like, I'm going to have one. And I bit. I'm like, oh, this is so good. And then I finished it, and I'm like, all right, where's the next one?
Exactly.
I had another immediately.
Those are the kinds you go to have one, eat 10 accidentally.
Yep.
Yeah. I had three. I mean... A little bit of pain right now.
There you go, mm-hmm. See?
Would anyone like this taco here? I think we're all stuffed.
Yeah, I'm good.
Alan,
stuffed.
Would you like a taco?
Yes.
We're putting this over here.
Alan will have a taco, yes. That's a tasty taco.
Taco! Mucho pork!
Where did donuts show up from?
That was out on the counter.
Okay.
I was at the time in the mood for dessert.
Okay.
But since then, my stomach has communicated to my brain. I'm full. And now I can't fit anymore.
I took one and didn't even make it back to the production studio. I finished it on the way. Yeah. It was a powder kind with a frosting on the inside. Those are the best ones.
All right. Well, here's to a fun week on the air. And
cheers.
Hopefully, and happy birthday, Amanda.
Yes,
thank you. Oktoberfest.
Happy birthday, Mom, again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. We were supposed to call her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's over it.
You got to remind me.
We'll call her Monday.
Can we call her right now?
We'll call her Monday.
Call her on speaker right now.
Okay. Well. Do you know Mom's number?
On your speaker, he said.
Oh, my speaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is delicious beer, by the way.
You have the Oktoberfest?
I do.
What's the other one, Ashley? I didn't hear what the other one was.
What is it?
Mom.
I don't know.
Thank you, Milford Point.
It's called Chaz and AJ Do Not Touch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait. He texted it to me. One's an Oktoberfest, and one is...
I'm calling Mom
River Cliff, IPA.
I love the River Cliff.
I'm calling Mom right now.
It's a good Oktoberfest.
AJ's mom turned 85.
Hold it up to the mic so we can hear.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, what's that?
Oh, nothing's the matter. It's just we all wanted to say happy birthday to you, so I have everybody here, and you're also talking live on the air. Well, not live on the air, but in a podcast. I have Chaz here, Ashley and Phil, and Alan are here, and we all want to say happy birthday to you again.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you! Thank you.
Phil's going to burp happy birthday.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the call, Chaz.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah, that was Phil burping happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah.
Woo!
You're
lucky you didn't fart it this year.
That's okay.
We'll call her Monday.
Yeah. Mom, we're going to call you Monday on the air.
At 9:30?
At 9:30.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mom. I'll talk to you later.
Love
you.
Love you, Mom.
I love you,
too, Mom.
I love you,
too. She's the best.
She really is.
Bye.
I love her voice.
I know.
Yeah.
So cute.
It fits her body. Yeah. She's all tiny.
You mean tiny? You mean tiny in Spanish?
Yes.
Small in Puerto Rican? That's her. Yep, that picture I put on the Facebook page, their actual size. Yeah.
That is very good.
That's very, very good.
Something about beer that comes in jugs.
I love growlers. Growlers are the best.
I love that. All right. Is this the October?
Yes. I'll switch you.
I'll switch you.
I'll switch you.
I'll switch you. Do you want to say this?
I'll switch you.
We're going to do a new segment called Deep Thoughts with Ashley. We're just going to have Deep Thoughts music ready. And then when Ashley says one of her,
Ashley-isms.
Yeah, an Ashley-ism. I'm going to just hit the deep thought music and we'll ask her about it. Because anytime you ask her to expand on something, it becomes hysterical.
We should say talking from her ash.
Time to talk from her ash.
I had she's talking kid in school that teased me. He used to call me Astley. Didn't like it very much.
Did you call you ash hole?
No. He wasn't that smart. We were little.
Okay, cool.
You shouldn't be telling us these things.
It's like, here.
Why? He was
this
a jerk.
Gift on a platter. Feel free to knock it out of the park.
Craig Robinson.
What? Dude. Very, very genuine man. Nice guy.
I love when we meet someone like that. And
you can appreciate their success.
It's either just as good as you would hope or better. That was better.
Yeah.
Sometimes you meet people and, they're having a bad day and it's a little disappointment. And then that's your memory of them.
Yeah.
You could tell he just loves meeting people.
Yes. Yeah. He mentioned everybody's name that called in. He made
was very
sure he
specific
mentioned everybody's name.
Where they're from. Yep.
Made sure each of them got some kind of something specific from him. Yeah. I noticed that too.
Yeah. Yeah. He was good. I loved it.
Yeah.
So much
guy.
Fun.
Good dude.
Good voice.
Good voice.
Oh my God. Yeah. Soulful. Soulful deep voice.
Yeah. He could totally cut a record.
So we took a picture with him in the studio, and then later we say goodbye, and it's one of those long goodbyes, right? It's like eight people in the studio.
Oh, yeah, remember this?
All saying goodbye, hugging, thank you, you're always welcome.
Sex.
Honor to meet you.
Right.
They leave, they're going to another studio.
Like three of them. All three of them, yeah.
They're gone, and they got to be on at 9. It's 8:57. And Ashley runs in the studio and says, I want a picture. And I thought she meant, I want a picture with them. I said, go get it. She goes running down the hall. And I mean, the soundproof doors closed. I hear,
like galloping like a horse. Yeah.
And then she drags them all back in.
They had this look on like, what the fuck?
Well, we always take pictures with the guests in the studio.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that had occurred already.
Occurred? I didn't realize it occurred today.
Craig was coming in. He was like, we already took a picture.
I'm sorry, Craig.
We said, well, work with her because she's kind of special.
So I took a picture with everybody, and then I have a version where I cropped everybody out. It's just me and him.
Really?
Why would you tell us that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, one, why would you do that? And two, why would you tell us?
Right.
What an assly thing to do.
You're such an asshole.
That's it. You know what I'm going to do?
You're such an asshole.
Yeah, that's such an assly
thing to do. An asshole thing to do.
You know what I'm going to do? Every time I post a picture, I'm just going to cut her out.
No, don't do it.
Do you know what
don't
I just found
it.
On my shirt?
An exploded piece of duck testicle.
Oh.
That thing exploded.
Wow. Today.
I feel like I don't.
I have a stain right here from the taco. And I was in the bathroom. I'm like, I know what this stain looks like. It doesn't look like a taco dripped on my stomach. Just saying. It looks like I walked up against a table full of food or something.
Right.
I was thinking like you drooled.
Right. Exactly.
I'm thinking the beer was talking early.
Something leaked out of your nose.
I think the beer was talking early.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Had a misfire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oktoberfest. This beer. What's this called?
Do they have a label on it?
The IPA.
They have a label on it, right?
They do, but we wrote on them, so nobody else grabbed them.
Where are those people?
Oktoberfest and Rivercliff IPA.
Rivercliff
IPA.
I'm a big fan of Rivercliff.
Rivercliff.
I like the darker beer, and that Oktoberfest is very good.
I like darker beer.
It's not too syrupy. It doesn't.
I normally like.
I thought Ashley
Darker beer. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
I like
it
a lot.
But I had this one first. That's the problem. This one.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Oh, you could tell which one's which.
Yeah, one's lighter. One has more beer out of it.
One had just Chaz drink we from it, and one had only the rest of us.
We should start a jug band when it's empty.
Go ahead, let's hear it. Now that's beer. Ashley's beer because she's been coughing for 10 fucking straight days.
Right. Yeah, she just spit in it.
I didn't spit.
Comes into the meeting every day after. Get the fuck out, Ashley.
You got to hear first thing in the morning. She comes in, right? And then every time she clears her throat, she goes, excuse me. I'm like, yeah, just clear your throat, relax, right? Then I hear.
I'm
for like 15 minutes, her blowing her freaking nose, right? And then anything she does, excuse me, I'm like, knock it off! You're allowed to clear your throat, you have excuses over everything!
A bodily function warrants an excuse me.
If you lift your leg up and blast one, then case. Say excuse me, okay? If you burp, say excuse me, but you don't have to say excuse me after you
I'm
sneeze.
I'm not going to be polite to you anymore.
After you clear your throat, you know, you pull a pencil out, excuse me, no, you can write!
I normally feel bad for people when they get sick because, like, they don't choose to, but Ashley's a very annoying sick person. It's just a lot of sounds all the time.
Yeah.
I make sounds anyway all the time.
Yeah, but, like, a cough isn't just like a... It's like a...
It's like a whooping
cough. What the fuck is happening?
It's like a whooping cough.
Who coughs like that?
Sounds like there's a car with a flat tire driving by.
Oh, my God.
That's when it hit those rumble strips inside the highway.
Yeah. All right, get your tickets for this food fest.
Yes!
Right? Yeah, I thought it'd be sold out by now. What the fuck? $35 for all this food?
Yeah,
I have to fast starting now after these tacos just to have my appetite again for the food fest.
I was telling Doug with Little Pub, I now have a plan. Like, I'm going there first because they're going to run out.
Yeah.
Like, I think that no matter what they bring, that's going to go fast. And then I'll look at the map and I'll just, like, there's no bad spot. That's the problem. There's no one on this list that I say, I'll skip them.
This is why I got to wear Eaton pants, flip-flops, and a Bilby shirt.
Flip-flops.
And a Bilby shirt.
Because everyone wants to see your feet when they're eating.
Yes. You know what happens all the time? I hear, why are you wearing your flops? I hear it all the time.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. And there's Ashley making noise again.
Did that one on purpose.
You're like a dying cat.
No, dying cat sounds better.
All right. Any questions, comments?
People want to know, when is the food fest?
Oh, my fucking God, really?
No, it's a good question. I mean, I said it once, but maybe you just dialed in.
I'm going to share the link in the page as well.
Excellent. It's Thursday, September 26th. So this coming Thursday, depending on when you watch this video, may be all over by now.
Oh, today.
It was great. Thursday, September 26th, starts at 5:30. It's Grassy Hill Country Club.
Yep, Orange.
In Orange.
Yep, can't miss it.
Starts at 5:30.
Plenty of parking.
Goes to 8:30.
Yes.
So it's 3 hours. I forgot to email Ashley the information, but we're going to have someone on who's bringing 3 tables of wine samples.
Damn.
3 tables.
Not one. Yeah. Not two, but three. 3 tables of wine.
Yeah, so you got Milford Point Brewing. You got the vodka. What was that?
Attitude Vodka.
Attitude Vodka. Got Attitude Vodka.
Got Attitude Vodka.
Got Attitude
Drink
Vodka.
Links.
Drink Links.
Links, right. Drinks.
Links, Drinks. That's it. I'm sorry.
Right. It's a Bass Ackersville family.
Three.
Tables of wine. Did I mention that?
Yes, you did.
Adam says, Chaz, I heard you mention free pizza on the air today. Where can I get that?
Oh.
It's the pizza?
I know what you're saying. I did not say free pizza.
No.
He's fucking with you. He knows.
I know. But... I said free for something else. Fuck you all. No, because you know what's going to happen? I know what's going to happen.
It's going to turn bad.
People, even though they heard me fix that, they're going to show up tomorrow and say, hey, the dude on the radio said free.
Right.
I can tell you this. I've already talked to everybody with that organization. No one's getting in free.
No.
If you can't give $10 for cancer, then...
Yeah, then you're a piece of shit.
It's cancer. It's a good
piece of shit.
Basically.
Well, maybe you don't have the $10.
Then don't show up.
That doesn't make you a piece of shit.
Then don't show up.
Right.
For cancer, for God's sake.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
Right, Adam. Yes. And there was one other drink thing, right? So there's Milford Point Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the 3 tables of wine.
Brewport.
They are.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. You're right.
We have enough drinks now.
And they're bringing root beer as well as beer.
That's right. Yeah, yep. Specifically.
That's my stuff. Root beer.
Yeah.
I love
very good root beer.
I love the root beer.
I think what he said is, it's the Chaz and AJ Food Fest. I can't not bring Chaz and AJ's favorite, the root beer. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope to see you. It's $35
we
and
see
some
it.
Of the money's going to kids.
Get your ass over there.
Plus you eat.
Do it.
All right. Are we good?
I'm good.
So. Good?
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. Good? Mm. Oh, I'm so stuffed.
Well, you should.
Oh, I'm like in pain.
You are? You're left.
All right. So we're going to let Alan have his taco.
Yes.
And ice is back.
Yeah, you can go home now.
Like a Pavlov dog.
I don't know. I think that's a workman's comp case.
He's going to go get some lumbar support.
Get attorney Bob Mitchell on the phone. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And
yay.
Have a great weekend. Oh, my God. How many weekends do we get like this?
Really?
No humidity.
Yes. Yep.
Sun. Good temperatures all weekend.
Oh,
enjoy.
And come to the Guilford Fair tonight. See the Journey tribute band. I'll be there. 7:30. They go on at 8:30. It's going to be awesome. Don't ask me any questions.
What's the name of the band?
I have no information for you. I will reveal that at the time of the show.
It's a secret.
Not a clue.
You have to come to find out.
Right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Hasta Luisa.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.